Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program today, This Week in America. The Ya Ya books, a trilogy, a tribute in English and Spanish by Annie Shout, about a little boy and his grandmother, who is from Spain, the culture he inherited from her, beautifully illustrated the heartwarming and universally appealing description of love and respect between a little boy and his grandmother. The book's written in both English and Spanish, so the readers can enjoy in the language they are most comfortable with, books that you will enjoy reading with your children and your grandchildren over and over again. Annie is a former school special education teacher for the New Orleans Public Schools, retired after the devastation of Hurricane Katrina. Annie Shout, author of the Ya Ya books, a trilogy, a tribute in English and Spanish, is our guest on This Week in America. Annie, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hey, Rick.
What a great series that you're writing on here, the Ya Ya books, a trilogy, a tribute in English and Spanish. Talk about, first of all, where this title comes from, because there is great significance with this.
Well, Ya Ya in the Catalan language and a lot of the areas in the Mediterranean means grandmother. And usually when you call your grandmother Ya Ya, that means that you love her very much.
Where did this whole idea come from in writing this book? It is done so well. So much thought has gone into it, and there's this relationship, the special bond between the boy and his grandmother. Then we have the honoring of the different cultures. Where did this idea for the book come from?
Well, I have friends from different cultures, and a good friend in particular is from Spain. And we were together, you know, eating around the holidays and just snacking and talking at the table. And she was setting up her nativity scene, the Belén. She has a foyer in her house that she puts a table up. And she doesn't just put the nativity scene, she puts the entire city with all the wise men and everything that's going on. So we began talking. She told me how much she missed Spain. And it evolved into a book. And I said, well, this is so nice. And all these traditions and, you know, the love that she and her little grandson share. And I said, well, this is something I need to honor.
And you've done it so well. It's the Ya Ya books, a trilogy, a tribute in English and Spanish. Annie Shout, that's Schout, is the author and our guest. The book's, of course, available at Amazon. You also will get information on Annie and can order the books at her website, annieshoutbooks.com. You can get there by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and linking on directly. Let's talk about, as you develop the characters, and the characters coming from this discussion you had with your friend, talk about that special bond that's exhibited between the boy and the grandmother, who's from Spain, and the culture, because he really gets a sense of the culture. He's fascinated with that, isn't he?
He is very accepting because his grandfather is from Mexico and his grandmother is from Spain. And so, as it says in the book, during especially during the holidays, they celebrate both the Mexican and the Spanish culture. So it's kind of a blending of the two. And it's told from a child's point of view, so he just loves it. He loves the activity. He loves spending time with his grandmother, picking the berries to make the desserts and the breakfast. And it's all in the book. And we've got some beautifully illustrated pictures. I designed the illustrations, and they were really done well. The kids just love them. Kids just love them.
Yeah, it is a book that you will enjoy reading time and time again. The Ya Ya books, a trilogy, a tribute in English and Spanish. Let's talk a little bit about, you almost have to get in character in writing this, I would think, because you are expressing this through the eyes of the young boy. How difficult or challenging was that? Because it's not Annie going back and making these scenes and expressing her thoughts on those. It's the little boy in the story. How challenging was that to see the world through his eyes?
Well, I think whenever, and I know anybody that writes that has probably experienced this, whenever you're writing something, it sort of comes through you. you don't always know what's going to go on to the page. So I just, at certain times, I sit and write. I let it come through me, and then I clean it up.
Well, yeah, that's so much easier, I think, than more productive than forcing something. Sometimes you see people, and they have a problem in writing, so they're forcing it. This sort of just, as you opened your mind, you were literally seeing the world through the eyes of this young boy. Book one, a book for Yaya. Let's talk a little bit, without giving too much away, but talk a little bit about what the storyline is for book one.
Well, book one is simply about the love that the little boy has for his grandmother. It tells the everyday things, brushing his teeth, taking a bath, things like that. And as he says in the book, I love my Yaya, even when she makes me take a bath and brush my teeth.
Now, that is real love. If you can get away with that as a grandmother, you actually have the love coming from your grandchild. That's book one, a book for Yaya. Book two, Yaya's Country House. What do we see in that book?
Well, that's a fun one. They showed the grandmother in the country house, and the pictures showed the animals in the farmyard, and they take a ride on the tractor to go and pick berries, and that's another fun picture when he has the berries all over his mouth and he's just filled with purple juice. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine, her little grandson, another friend of mine with a grandson, he said, look, Mama, that's me.
Well, see, kids can relate to that, so that's part of the battle right there, as children look at it and they can see themselves in that position. It's the Yaya Books, a trilogy, a tribute in English and Spanish by Annie Shout, our guest on the program. Book three, and I guess this is where it all began. This is the Christmas book. What transpires in book three?
Well, book three is about the Christmas time traditions, and there are pictures that I created in black and white, and then in the illustrations that I designed that came out really nicely. They show the Berlin, what the Berlin would look like to a child. There are pictures of the tamales, the posadas, when they have the parties at the house. And they show the cake that you eat at the Roscon, It looks like a king cake. It's the last picture of the book. It looks like a king cake, but it's something that is celebrated, and it is eaten on January 6th, which is actually the real day that the Spanish culture celebrates Christmas.
How difficult was it, and how long a process to finish all three of the books in the Yaya Books, a trilogy attributed in English and Spanish, to get the illustration, to get the words right? One review said a collection of gentle narratives that both entertain and educate young children. And you've done all of that. It's very charming dialogue that you have, and it entertains and it educates. But I'm sure it was challenging along the way to get to that point where you were satisfied, and then complement that with the illustration. What was that process like?
That was very long process. Getting the translation correct took quite a while. In the book, you'll notice that there is a Spanish flag and there's an American flag to indicate the Spanish words and the English words, the English text. At the end of each story, there is what I call the translated words index, which has story words, not the general language words that you'll find in a dictionary, but story words basically in the order that you'll find them in each story, so that if there is a word you want to know the translation of, you can look that up. That's just a convenience for the author who might be interested in for the readers who might be interested in doing that. The process itself, the pictures, putting the book together, the page design, that took many, many, many months. I'm going to guess about a year and a half.
Well, it was time well spent, because you've really done a nice job in doing that. The presentation as the story unfolds, the written text as well as the illustration just makes for a delightful story. The Yaya Books, a trilogy attributed in English and Spanish, written in both English and Spanish, as indicated in the title. Talk about that concept, how you decided to do that, because this, it's a very welcoming way that you've written this.
It's a very simple concept. It's about Spanish culture and traditions, and not everyone speaks Spanish, not everyone speaks English. So it was a natural partnership.
Yes. Annie Shout, our guest on the program, that Shout is S-C-H-O-U-T. Your website is annieshoutbooks.com. Let's talk about that, about heritage and cultures. Is that something that, I don't know, I was trying to think as I was preparing for this, is that something we're warmly embracing anymore, or is it something that it's sort of in our past and we're busy and we're not paying much attention to it anymore? Do we still embrace our culture, our heritage?
I think so. I think everyone embraces their own culture. A lot of people here now are from different places, and my experience has been that they enjoy sharing. So yes, I think that people do like to celebrate their own culture.
And I guess maybe the second part of that question is, do we embrace other people's cultures? And this is something that that you sort of promote in the book, the Yaya Books, a trilogy attributed in English and Spanish, because if you're English, you read it, you've got the Spanish, and we've got the heritage there, the Spanish in English the same way. Do you think we're open to other people's heritage like we used to be, maybe?
I think we are. I actually think we are. What I believe is that we are, you know, a lot of people part Spanish.
Yes.
I myself am part Spanish. My grandmother was from Spain, both of my grandmothers. But I don't actually speak the language very well. Now, I had someone help me with the translation, but I am very interested in that part of my own history. So I think if you think of it in that way, people begin to blend when you realize that part of you is part of someone else. I think that people begin to blend in that way. I think it's a nice thing.
And you strike universal emotions in the book. You're dealing with love. You're dealing with respect. You're dealing with warmth. And those are very positive signs that come from the book. You're working on companion books. Talk a little bit about that, because we focused on the grandmother, but grandfather also comes into play as well.
Well, there's another book coming out, which hopefully will be out in a couple of months. And that one is called the Abuelo Books. And of course, Abuelo means grandfather, a beloved grandfather. And that one talks, as the Yaya Books talks about the grandmother and the love and respect that she and her little grandson have and the joy they have being together. It's the same with the grandfather. He loves the little boy. You can tell by the way he acts towards the little boy in the book that he loves him very much. And you see it in the little boy and his response and the happiness that he shares. It's a very nice, story.
And something that's interesting is the boy really doesn't have a name. Explain that. It's an interesting concept, because the boy, well, I'll let you explain it. The boy does not have a name in the story.
Well, that's a very simple thing, too. His name is never spoken, is never said in either of the Yaya books or the companion book, the Abuelo books, until at the very end of the Abuelo books, he and his grandfather are getting ready to go home, and he says, "Come along, little one." That's the only mention of any type of name given to him. He can be any little boy. He could be any little boy anywhere. And he does not have a name, because children don't think that way. I don't think that they need a name to become that little boy in the book.
And it's sort of like every little boy, as you're reading the book, what kind of response have you been getting? All of the reviews that I've seen have been incredibly favorable. People enjoy the story, enjoy sharing the story with their children. What kind of feedback are you getting?
Are you talking about personal feedback or are you talking about reviews? You've read reviews.
Well, yeah, I've seen the reviews. How about personal? Because this really touches something, again, emotions in people. What kind of feedback from friends and people that have been reading the book?
I've been getting some really positive feedback. I have a friend from Colombia who I gave a copy of the book to, and she was so happy. She told me later, she said, her little boy is here. He's going to school here. And he has been wanting to read in both the languages. And she said this book helped him so much. It was very easy for him. He enjoyed reading. She said he loved it. So I have been getting back some good positive responses from people that have read the book.
The reviews have been excellent on the book. John, I got a minute or so left in the program. I mentioned your background as a special education teacher. Talk about the power of books and what they are able to do to get through to kids, maybe where it's difficult to get through, where with the book, with the words, with the pictures, with the good story, suddenly they're maybe more receptive to messages than they were before.
Well, if you've ever seen a child read a book, they may read one book and they may leave it somewhere, put it back on the shelf. Then they'll go back and read that same book over and over again. And that's not an uncommon thing for a child to do. But when they like a book, they will read it. And if they do read it with an adult who can help them with the language, then they are beginning to open up to something new. And, you know, children do absorb language and knowledge and everything much more quickly than adults.
Yes, they do. And sometimes we sell them short on that. Well, you've been in the classroom. You probably saw it every day there, that they're catching on to things a lot faster than some adult friends probably.
Oh, well, they're very quick now. I think children are so much more accelerated now than when I grew up or when you grew up. That it's incredible.
And the resources that kids have today that we never had growing up. And I totally agree with that. With us on the program, boy, the time has gone by too quickly, Annie Schout, that's S-C-H-O-U-T. Her website is annieschoutbooks.com. The book's also available at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, the Yaya Books, a trilogy, a tribute in English and Spanish. Looking forward to the companion books that will be coming out here soon. Annie, excellent job with the book. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today. Hopefully we can do this again when the new book comes out. And thank you so much for sharing this with us.
Okay, thank you, Rick.
It has been our pleasure. Once again, Andy Schout is our guest on the author of the Yaya Books, a trilogy, a tribute in English and Spanish. Our website, annieschoutbooks.com. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after we pause for these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.